Today's snowstorm shut down city schools, museums, many businesses, but the Philadelphia Flower Show goes on. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that some visitors to the Flower Show were grateful for the storm.
It seems every year the Philadelphia Flower Show is hit with some kind of weather event. Sam Lemhenny, the Pennsylvania Horticulture Society's chief of events, says only road closures would keep the show from opening.
Obviously, you don't want people to be putting themselves in harm's way to come to the Flower Show, so we would definitely shut the show down if that was the case. But that didn't happen today, and people that are here are able to see the show.
The show was sparsely attended. A normal weekday would attract almost 20,000 people, and it was considerably less than that while sleet was blowing outside, which was fine with Lucy Bell Sellers of Germantown, who bought her ticket last week as soon as she saw that a storm was in the forecast.
It's just so nice not having the crowds. I mean, the crowds had gotten so bad that I had stopped coming some years. It just really got unpleasant.
Sellers and the other diehard Flower Show fans had the floor basically to themselves, free to ogle and take pictures of Dutch tulips and blue hyacinths without jostling for view. Shirley Sweet of Mansfield, Ohio, is in town to be treated at Cancer Treatment Centers of America in Northeast Philadelphia. Neither rain, nor sleet, nor snow, nor illness would make her change her plans to go to the Flower Show.
Sure, we thought about that, but then we thought it wouldn't be crowded. We had been told that it was.
Flower Show tickets are good anytime, so many ticket holders scared off by the storm will likely arrange their visit another day. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.